Allen wants to go all the way. Picks it up in the lane, turns, kicks it back up top to Bauhey. Now Montgomery on the right wing, and he's called for a travel. Second turnover on Jackson Heights. 3:50 to go, first quarter. 9-1 Cobras, as the Chargers have a side out after the turnover. Here's Wyatt Chartier, gets it into Javon Kabia. Man-to-man, guarded by Colby Bauhey. Kabia still working, bumps off. He'll step back, deep three, and that's an air ball. Well, he did everything right until the shot. And Kabia shaking his head in disbelief there. Jackson Heights will get it back, leading 9-1 here at 3:38 to go in this first quarter. 5 points for Drake Mellies, 4 for Devin Montgomery. The 1 point for Talon Hooper for Jackson, or for the Cobras, or the Chargers, I should say. That's going to be a turnover by Jackson Heights. Sir Peek stepping out on the side out here. So now 3 Jackson Heights turnovers. Catching off the deflection is Gaskell. A little 2-on-1 break. Here's Thatcher Strube. He has to kick it back out to Javon Kabia, who's going to reset up top. No shot clock here at Horton. Usually hit or miss. Good back door and an easy layup by Wyatt Chartier. Good feed, good deuce. 9-3, Cobras by 6. Horton has scored the last 3 here. Man-to-man defense right now for Horton. Now they settle back in, beg your pardon, to a 2-3. Here's Bauhey into the corner. And bumped and fouled in the corner is Eli Kirk. And they get the Horton foul on Austin Gaskell. That is his first. And just the second team foul of the quarter. Austin Zeller, Jay Stoyle, Drake Mellies all checking back in for Jackson Heights. Sir Peek, Colby Bauhey, and Ian Allen all take seats next to head coach Brett Plattner. Here's Zeller, his touch right from coming back in off the bench. Here is Mellies, left side, thought about it, turns down a semi-open 3. And gets it off to Jay Stoyle, right back to Melly. Here's Montgomery, left side, a baseline drive. Had it knocked away, but a foul called. We'll get to Alan Hooper here on the swipe down. Team foul number 3. It appears they're going to call it on the floor. Well, they're lining up to shoot free throws. Never mind. I thought it was a shooting foul. And it will be at the line, Devin Montgomery. And he does knock down the first. He has struggled from the line this season, just 39%, but he buries the first. Jackson Heights has a team coming in at 52%. It's a 10-3 Cobras lead. 2:42 to go in the quarter. Second is good as well. Well, you watch those two freebies, and you wouldn't think Montgomery just a 39% foul shooter. Chargers into the front court, struggling on offense here in the first quarter. They're down 11-3. Kabia, now Hooper, hands it right back to Kabia, top of the key. Dribbling with the right, calling out the play with the left, being hounded by Doyle. Now Chartier a touch, diving in from the left wing, and a blocking foul is going against Jace Doyle. That'll be his first. Stops the clock at 2:19. It's the fourth team foul against Jackson Heights. So the final 2-plus minutes of this quarter, Chargers in the bonus. Chartier gets it into Hooper, left elbow, backs it out. Here's Gaskell. Now Kabia, nice little ball fake on Zeller. Got him in the air, but kicked it back out. Here's a drive, little up and under. Ditsy-doo, Thatcher Strube, acrobatic with the finish. His first basket tonight, 11-5, Cobras by 6. Here's Montgomery, heavy into the lane, kicks it back out. Now Mellies on the wing. Zeller at the elbow, facing the basket, back up top. Mellies deep, straightaway 3, front rim no, rebound for Wyatt Chartier. Minute 45 to go in the first. It was a 9-0 start for Jackson Heights, but now 11-5 is the score. Kabia, 3, and he drills it. And a timeout called. Or wait, is that the call? Yes, they do say a timeout is called. But maybe not. Well, the official at the scores table, it is not a timeout, I don't think. Lane, I don't know if you saw something there.
I'm just as confused as you.
Well, both teams ran to their respective benches thinking it was a timeout, but that 3 by Kabia has gotten this to a 3-point game. After a 9-0 start for Jackson Heights, it's now 11-8. Final 90 seconds of this first quarter. Nellie's with it. Now Doyle up top. Right side pass Montgomery. One dribble left. And the second time here in the quarter on that right wing that Montgomery's been called for a travel. Four turnovers now on the Cobras. So momentum on the side of Horton here. A three would tie the game. Down 11-8. A minute 17 and counting first quarter. Here is Kabia, dribbling top of the key, gets to the left elbow, looking, gets it back up top here to Thatcher. Strube lost it in the lane and a turnover. Five turnovers now. Melly's up the floor. Doyle looking for a backside pass. Knocked away and out of bounds, looking for Kirk on the left block. Good transition defense there for Horton to keep a bucket away from Jackson Heights. We'll see Thatcher's older brother Cooper Strube check in. Also back in, Aiden Jambold. Gaskell will get a seat. Talon Hooper will get a breather as well for Horton. Cobras 11, Chargers 8. Our boys game has a minute to go in the first quarter. Zeller deep in the post. He nearly got it to go, but he's fouled. He'll shoot two. Well, pretty easy when he can lob it in to 6'4 Austin Zeller right in front of the bucket. Chargers really had no choice but to foul. It's on Chartier, his second. And here is Austin Zeller. Tremendous athlete. And he buries the first free throw to make it 12-8 Jackson Heights. Of course, disappointing last year that Zeller couldn't be on the floor for this Jackson Heights team after having season-ending surgery early in the year, and he goes 2-for-2 here, and inadvertent whistle, or I should say inadvertent horn by the scorers table, and now the Chargers going to have to rethrow it in, and Zeller made both free throws. It's 13-8 Jackson Heights. They lead it by 5 at 58 seconds to go in this first period. Not sure what the confusion is here, but the Chargers now finally set to throw it in with Thatcher Strube and Jackson Heights showing some pressure. Man-to-man in the full court. Cobras got out to a 9-0 lead in the first few minutes. They lead it 13-8. 47 seconds and counting in the first. Here's Jambold in the left corner. Pass tipped in the lane, taken away. Another steal by Zeller. Up the floor, Doyle to the rack. And a lot of contact. It's going to be free throws for Doyle. The foul's going to be on Thatcher Strube. Well, that is a big body, Jace Doyle. Going heavy to the rim. Drawing the foul. He'll shoot two. 36 seconds to go in the quarter. Doyle at the line. And the foul is on Thatcher Strube, his first. Doyle's first free throw up and in. First point tonight for the 5'11 senior, Jace Doyle. 67% foul shooter on the year. Gives Jackson Heights a 14-8 advantage. Still one more coming. It's on the way. That one halfway down and out. No, he goes 1-for-2 and the rebound for Jambold. Final 30 seconds of quarter number one. Jackson Heights on the road leading by 6. Here's Kabia left corner. Down to 22 seconds. Instead, he'll fire a 3. No good, but an offensive rebound by Thatcher Strube. And it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Cobras. Good hustle by Strube to keep this possession alive as we're down to 18 and a half seconds remaining in the quarter. Kabia side out to throw it in for the Chargers. Home white uniforms, Chargers across the chest, blue numerals and lettering, Jackson Heights the road green. White numerals and lettering trimmed in gold. Here's a drive, here's a kick. 9 seconds to go, Jambold to the rack, left block, nearly got it to go, but he'll shoot two. Clock stopped at 4.7. Good, tough drive as they get the foul on Montgomery. That's going to be his first. And Aiden Jambold's going to shoot two. 6'2 junior averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds a game. His first free throw is a little bit strong. No good. Again, this Chargers team lost 8 seniors off their roster last year that went 15-7. They got to the state tournament a couple of years ago, and now they're in rebuild mode looking for win number one here this season. The second free throw was no good, but I think they called a lane violation against the Chargers, so the Cobras have 5 seconds here. They got to go the full length of the floor. They get it into Melly. He's at midcourt, right sideline. Dribbles it in. Is he going to get it off in time? He won't. He tried to take it all the way, but needed about another second or two. That takes us to the end of the first quarter. Here in our boys' game tonight, Jackson Heights scored the first 9 points and lead it 14-8 here at Horton. Second 8 minutes coming your way next after a 60-second timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local Shelter Insurance agents, for a free review.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Jackson Heights boys, as we go to the second quarter, leading at Horton tonight, 14-8. Cobras started the game on a 9-0 run, but the Chargers came clawing back. And as we start the second quarter here tonight in Horton, Chargers, the opening possession down 6. Thanks again to everyone helping out. Blaine and Grant on the Cobra channel. Megan, our KNZA studio producer, Brandon Tedman with you as well. Again, in the girls' game, it was all Horton. The Jackson Heights looking for the split tonight in Northeast Kansas League play. Off and running quarter number 2. Here's Thatcher Strube in the lane. A lot of contact and an offensive foul. Colby Bauhey stepped in, took the charge, and the Chargers turn it over for a 7th time here in the half. So they get Thatcher Strube on the hard drive. Bauhey set the feet, took the charge, and now Jackson Heights, their first possession of quarter number 2, as they break a press here. And a turnover is that one taken away inside by Talon Hooper. 5 Jackson Heights turnovers now. Now it's on the floor and another turnover by Horton. Back and forth we go in the TO department. Melly dumps it down to Pete. Lost it. Shot blocked. Rebound by Tegan Bauhey, who's into the game now. And now the Cobras trying to reset as they scramble it over to Melly's on the right wing. Here's Colby Bauhey dribbling in the lane from the left wing. Picks it up. Right side pass. Melly tees it up. And he's short on a 3. Talon Hooper the rebound here for Horton. Good look there again for Melly's. Off to a slow start from behind the arc. He hit one early, but 0 for 4 since. Looking for our first points here in the second quarter. 14-8, Jackson Heights. Jambold, nice little ball fake. Tough shot from the right baseline. It's short. Rebound by Tegan Bauhey. Up the floor. Here's Colby. He'll fire. A little strong on a 3. Backside rebound by Cooper Strube. 90 seconds into the second quarter. Still 14-6 Cobras. Or 14-8, beg your pardon. They lead it by 6. Here's Horton with the basketball. Hooper on a curl. Nice little sidestep. Gets it off the rim. Gets his own rebound. Somehow it didn't go. Gets it off to Thatcher. Strube, who can't knock down a short J. And Melly's able to finally clear it away for Jackson Heights. Here's Sir Peek at the free throw line. Little ball fake. Left it short on the J. And another Talon Hooper rebound. So both teams, basket teams closed and locked up here in the first 2 minutes of the second quarter. Still 14-8 Jackson Heights. Here's Thatcher Strube on the right wing. Guarded by Melly. Cobras going man-to-man. Hooper spinning on Peak. Crossing it back over. Now Jambold pulls up from 18. It is short, out of bounds. And it goes back to Jackson Heights. Both teams subbing in here. Montgomery, Kirk, and Zeller into the game. So a three-piece for Jackson Heights. And then just one sub in for Horton. It's going to be Austin Gaskell. 5:44 to go, first half. 14-8, Jackson Heights. Still looking for our first points of quarter number 2. Here's Zeller. Oh, beautiful feed, but losing it underneath. And Kirk able to gather and turn around and hit a short J. Eli Kirk, his first basket tonight. Our first points of the second quarter. A double up now for Jackson Heights at 16-8. 5:23 and counting, second quarter. Here is Kabia, short corner right. Now Cooper Strube from the right elbow. Can't knock down the jump shot. Offensive rebound for Hooper, and then it's out of bounds and last touch by the Chargers as they now have 9 first half turnovers. The Chargers have done a good job on the offensive glass, but they haven't been able to convert those second chance opportunities. And Montgomery working into the front court is going to be called for a carry. So Montgomery has been called for 2 travels and a carry. There wasn't a ton there, but Chargers get it back off what was the sixth first half turnover for Jackson Heights. So again, after a 9-0 start for Jackson Heights, we got 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Their lead here against the Chargers right now at 16-8. Now Horton, I think, fortunate to only be down eight, considering how tough it's been on the offensive end. Here's Austin Gaskell going to work. Off-balance floater is too strong. Rebound for Austin Zeller on the backside. Here's Mellies, medium pace. One-handed pass to Montgomery. Now Sir Peek diving in. Wraps the pass up top to Mellies. He'll back up near midcourt and he'll reset. 4:39 to go in the half. Here's Peek. Skipping at Montgomery. Puts his head down. Gets baseline. Cut off. Good defense by Strube. Now Zeller. Free throw line. Gets it back to Mellies. Touch pass. Montgomery. Left side three. A little bit strong. Offensive rebound for Eli Kirk. Second chance here for Sir Peek. Gets to the right baseline. Backed out by Jamfold. Now Zeller. Working from the elbow. Nice finesse finish. Left side with the right hand. Austin Zeller. Diving in from the elbow. He's got four. And it's 18-8. Now the largest lead of the game here so far tonight for Jackson Heights at 10. 4 minutes in, 4 minutes to go, quarter number two. Here's Jamfold off the screen, working left. He's on it with the left. Hands it off to Hooper on the wing. Goes right back to Kabia, guarded by Mellies. And head coach David Losey has seen enough of that possession. He'll call a Horton Chargers timeout. It's a full. We'll follow suit. That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 3:51 to go first half. Cobras 18 and the Chargers 8. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student-athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Outdoor basketball here on KMPA tonight, brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowcell.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. We got Blaine, we got Grant with the Cobra Channel, Megan, our KMPA studio producer, Brandon Tadna with you. It was all Horton in the girls' game. Right now, we got 3:51 to go, second quarter in the boys' contest. Jackson Heights with the 18-8 lead. So Horton's offense, fairly non-existent here early on in this game, and Horton was coming in off the inbounds. They're going to be called for an offensive foul, really before the pass was even thrown in. Are they going to give us a foul call? Well, I guess it is Jackson Heights' ball off the Horton turnover. Not quite sure what the call was there. So here's Zeller at the free throw line. Montgomery a touch. Steps in, looking for Sir Peek. Short corner right. Chargers going 2-3 on the zone defense here. Largest lead of the half here for Jackson Heights at 10. Trying to add to it. Mellies a lofty skip pass here to Sir Peek. Thought about a three. Turns it down. Now Mellies right back to Peek. Little ball fake. Stepping in from the right wing. Now they reverse the basketball to Montgomery left side. He'll attack. He'll fire. And teardrop one in. 8 points for Devin Montgomery. That leads both sides, and it's a 12-point dozen lead for Jackson Heights as Mellies nearly got a strip at midcourt. But it's out of bounds to Horton. Two more subs in for Jackson Heights. Colby Bauhey and Jay Stoyle checking back in. Zeller gets a breather, and also Sir Peek as well. A little bit smaller lineup here for Jackson Heights on this run. 3 minutes to go in the first half. It's a 20-8 Cobras lead. Gaskell got it on the entry pass and missed a floater with the right hand. And Montgomery clears it away for Jackson Heights. Quickly up the floor to Kirk. Fading away in traffic. That one not there. Tipped out of bounds. And it's last touch by Horton. But I think they're going to change the call and give it to the Chargers here. Saw that once in the girls game where one went out of bounds underneath and they reversed the call. They will not change the call here. It is still Jackson Heights basketball. Horton fans did not agree. And the Cobras will throw it in with Mellies, right side of his own backboard. Long pass, Colby Valhey working in from the left corner. Picked up the dribble, caught in a double team. Now it's Jace Doyle, left side three, couldn't get it to go. Talon Hooper the rebound for Horton. 2:35 clock, moving second quarter. 12-point Cobras lead at 20-8. And now Kirk comes away with a pickpocket and a theft. A steal for Jackson Heights. Here's Mellies down the middle of the floor. Gets in the lane, a right side kick to Montgomery, who curls, pulls up from the elbow, and he knocks it down. Devin Montgomery with 10. Got a smooth game on the offensive end. It's 22-8, Jackson Heights. 2:11 to go, first half. Horton has not scored in the second quarter, and we are 6 minutes in. They have got to find some points here in the final 2 minutes of this first half. Here's Kabia, tough fadeaway, and he got it to go on cue. That was a difficult shot fading away. And Kabia now with 5, and it's 22-10. Here's Montgomery wide open for 3. Front rim, no. Rebound for Aiden Jambold. Quick possession there. No go for Jackson Heights. They lead it by 12 on the road. 1:38 to go in the half. Here is Kabia working around a half-hearted screen, and now a right side pass to Gaskell. There's a cut. Fading. Oh, and a tough finish inside by Cooper Strube. 22-12. Nellie's right back up the floor. Drove the lane. Got his own rebound off the miss. And a second chance here for Kirk. Another tough shot. That one a little bit strong. And Talon Hooper, another rebound for the Chargers. 6 first half rebounds for Hooper. It's 22-12. Jackson Heights by 10. We got 1 minute to go in the half. Another wild shot inside. This one no good. Tipped into the hands of Devin Montgomery. Montgomery coast to coast, and he's got the hot hand. Davies one up off the window. He's got 12, and that's the lead for Jackson Heights. 45 seconds to go in the half. It's 24-12. Now let's see what Horton wants to do here. No shot clock. At the home of the Chargers, there's a back door, some contact inside, and a foul's going to be called on Mellies, who left his feet a little prematurely there underneath on Cooper Strube. That's only the second foul called on either side in the second quarter. So Mellies picks up his second. He'll come out. Ian Allen will check in for him. We got 33 and a half seconds to go. Here's Kabia. They leave him open for 3 off the inbounds, a little bit strong. Doyle trying to chase it down in the corner, somehow saved by Gaskell. They call a foul on Jackson Heights. It will be against Doyle, who is trying to chase that one down in the corner on Gaskell. And we'll get another quick sub in. We'll see Jaden Gutierrez in for the first time here for Horton. Also back in Wyatt Chartier. Hooper and Gaskell getting breathers. Final 27 seconds of the half. It's 24-12. Jackson Heights. Jambold off the quick entry pass. He missed the shot. And now a steal at midcourt as it's taken away. Chargers get it right back. Shot no. In transition, but a foul. Free throws coming for Cooper Strube. Stops the clock at 16 and a half seconds. And they get Colby Valhey, who had the turnover at midcourt. Third team foul against the Cobras. So here's Cooper Strube, a 6-foot senior. 9 points and 5 rebounds a game. He's been quiet tonight. As the whole Charger offense been a little quiet here in this first half, and it stays quiet as that first free throw is no good. Chargers now just 1 of 5 at the free throw line here in the first half. Strube had 10 points and 4 rebounds in the loss at Donovan West back on December 16. His second is good. He goes 1 for 2. 3 points here tonight. 24-13, Cobras by 9, final 12 seconds of the half. Here's Montgomery. And again, the third time in this half, he's been called on that right wing for a travel. 8 first half turnovers by Jackson Heights, and now Chargers down 11 with 8 seconds to go. They have to work the full length of the floor. And Montgomery got handsy there on Kabia and is going to be called for the foul. And with the last foul to give, it took about a second and change off the clock. Montgomery picks up his second. Sir Pete's going to come in here. Take the spot of Montgomery. Don't want him to get a third foul here in the final seconds of the quarter. 5.5 seconds remaining in quarter number two. Here's Jambold. 3 seconds. Boy, and a reach in and a foul. That's going to put Horton at the line. Not a smart decision by Eli Kirk, who picks that one up near midcourt. And that's going to put Horton at the line. With 2.5 seconds to go in the half, Cobras leading at 24-13. It will be Wyatt Schartz here at the line. First free throw attempts for him tonight. 8 points and 8 rebounds a game for the 6'1 junior. His first freebie just grazed the rim short. No good. Will make or miss. Chargers will have, or Cobras, assuming it's off a miss, they get a rebound. Just 2.5 seconds to try to get a shot up before the half. That second one, no good. Jay Stoyle, the rebound. You got to get something up. A long full court heave. Well short. And we are at the halftime break here in the boys' game tonight. Jackson Heights opened the first quarter on a 9-0 run. They have led it from the jump. And right now, both teams on offense a little bit sluggish, but it is the Cobras on the road, leading it 24-13 at Horton. Halftime show coming your way next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Jackson Heights 24, Horton 13. Our boys' game is at the half. And we're back in 3 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
This is Smoking Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Horton tonight, our boys' game is at the half. Jackson Heights on the road. They started the game with a 9-0 lead. And right now, 24-13, their halftime advantage on the Chargers. Halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. Thanks again for tuning in. We got Blaine, we got Grant. If you want to queue us up on the Cobra channel, see the great work that they do over there, go to mscsports.net, listen live tab, find the Cobra channel. You can watch the broadcast here, or if you have to get out and about on the road, you can dial us up on KNZA 103.9. Again, Jackson Heights scored the first 9 points of the game. They led it 14-8 at the end of one. Both teams a little sluggish on the offensive end, more so for Horton. A 10-5 Cobras advantage in quarter number two, leading us to our 24-13 Cobras halftime lead. Impressive in the first half for the 5'9 sophomore, Devin Montgomery, leading Jackson Heights and leading both ways with 12 points. You also had 5 from Drake Mellies. That was real quick in the first quarter, part of that 9-0 run. He's been quiet ever since. Austin Zeller had 4, 2 from Eli Kirk, and then 1 point as well from Jace Doyle. Horton, again, just 13 points at the half. They got 5 from Javon Kapia off the bench. They got 3 from Cooper Struby, 2 apiece from Thatcher Struby and Wyatt Chartier, and 1 point as well from Talon Hooper. Hooper also leading this game with 6 rebounds in the first half, including 5 boards in the second quarter alone. Some of the team numbers in the first half: Jackson Heights, they had 8 turnovers, 5 of 6 at the line. They had 14 rebounds. Horton had 11 turnovers. They struggled at the charity stripe. They were 2 of 8 at the line. They had 15 team rebounds. Both teams just 1-3 in the first half. Again, our boys' halftime score, Cobras 24, Chargers 13. Another 3-minute timeout. We'll have more halftime coverage after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
As the season gathers us close, we hope you find moments of restoration tucked between the celebrations, quiet breaths, shared laughter, and small rituals that keep both body and mind steady. The holidays can be joyful, but they can also be demanding, and caring for yourself is not an indulgence. It's a gift you also give to the people who count on you. At Holton Community Hospital, their family medicine team is here throughout the entire season, ready to support your wellness. Whether you're managing a lingering cough, navigating stress, or simply needing guidance to stay healthy, take gentle care of yourself and those that you love. From everybody at Holton Community Hospital. Happy holidays.
I'm Rod Whitmer with Farmer State Bank, and I'm an ag loan officer. An ag line of credit from Farmer State Bank here in Holton provides working capital when you need it most, whether it be for equipment repairs, fuel expenses, seed, fertilizer, feed, labor, and other ag input costs, harvest expenses, and more. We're here to help. Give us a call at Farmer State Bank, ask for Rod Whitmer, and we'll get you started.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Jackson Heights boys here at the half, leading at Horton 24-13. Thanks again for hanging with us. Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor, alongside Blaine and Grant with the Cobra Channel. Megan, our studio producer, Brandon Tabman with you as well on at KNZA. Get you some score updates from some of the girls' games earlier tonight in the area. Got some girls' finals for you. It was Moorhill Mounts Academy defeating Atchison County 59-7. Hiawatha, they stay hot. No, the Lady Redhawks have been so good early on this season. They win again their first game out of the break. They defeat Holton tonight 52-36. Centralia also a victory against Clifton Clyde. These are girls' finals, 40-29. That is on 92.1 KMZA. And then some boys' games at the half. Moorhill Mounts Academy leading Atchison County 43-22. Boys' game at the half. Hiawatha leading Holton. That score is 40-23. Get our halftime score here. Boys' game. As we're getting closer to the start of the second half, Jackson Heights trying to earn a split for the Cobras. They lead here at Horton 24-13. Final two-minute timeout. Second half coverage coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Camberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't forget, after all the action tonight on Kansaland Radio, Jake and Boz back to it. Wonder if they've switched anything up now that we're in a new year. Happy New Year, 2026. First broadcast, we're officially off and running. A heavy two-month-plus stretch coming your way for high school basketball across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Alongside Blaine and Graham with the Cobra Channel, Megan, our studio producer, Brandon Tadman with you here in Horton tonight. Jackson Heights, a 24-13 lead as we get set to start quarter number three. Again, thanks to Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. Halftime show sponsor throughout the basketball season here on KNZA. So, the 24-13 lead for the Cobras. We switch sides of the floor. Jackson Heights now going right to left as we sit up top. Chargers will counter left to right. Jackson Heights, the 11-point lead in the opening possession of quarter number three. Here is Sir Peak, left side. Up top it goes to Melly. Zone defense for the Chargers. Montgomery skip past to Peak. Thought about it. Got a man in the air. Now Zeller, free throw line J. Might have been partially blocked by Kabia. And Talon Hooper grabs his seventh rebound of the game. Cobras come up empty on their first possession here in the third quarter. Kabia had it knocked away, and it's taken away by Doyle. Make it 12 turnovers now for Horton up the floor. Austin Zeller, too easy at the rim for two. So they got it up the floor quickly. Six in the game for 6'4 senior Austin Zeller. First points here for the Cobras in the third quarter, and it's now a 26-13 lead for Jackson Heights. Here's Capilla, left elbow, backing, looking at the bucket. Goes to the baseline, kicks it back up top to Thatcher Struby. Lost it, tipped it midcourt, and it's going to be a breakaway here for Drake Mellies. And as fundamentally sound as you could get off the left with the right, a layup at the rim. And Mellies, who's been quiet really since the early portions of the first quarter now, with seven. And it's 28-13, a 5-0 run here for Jackson Heights to begin the third. Here is Kabia, left side on the wing. Jackson Heights, they have gone man-to-man pretty much the whole way defensively. Here's Hooper. Oh, great backdoor cut. That's good offense. Hooper the assist. Easy layup for Cooper Struby. He's got five. It's 28-15, Jackson Heights. Here's Sir Peek, left wing. Melly's up top, staring down that 2-3 zone for Horton. Reversing it quickly back to Peek in the left corner. And back up top to Melly. Zeller in the middle, up top. Now Montgomery, back to Melly, Sir Peek. Well, it looks like he wants to take a three, but he's turned down a couple semi-open looks. Looking for Zeller at the free throw line. It's tipped, and Zeller able to get it back off the deflection. Montgomery triggers a right wing three. It's a little strong off the heel. Zeller, the offensive rebound, using strength, got to the rack, and a foul is going to be called underneath. And Zeller, with the extra effort, is going to earn a trip to the free throw line. And they get Cooper Struby with the foul, his first, and team foul number one. 5:56 to go, third quarter. Cobras 28, Chargers 15. Austin Zeller tonight, 6 points, couple of rebounds. He's 2 for 2 at the line. And he knocks in the first free throw. He's got seven. Gaskell and Jambold checking in for Horton. Struby and Hooper going to get breathers alongside head coach David Losey. Boy, Austin Zeller. And got that one to go. Got a kind touch off the back end. He's 4 for 4 at the line tonight. Has 8 points. And it's 30-15, Jackson Heights. 5:48 clock moving third quarter. That's going to be a travel. Driving in was Thatcher Struby. Couldn't get the pass off in time before the feet got back down on the hardwood. So make that turnover number 13, now 14 for Horton here tonight. Here's Montgomery into the front court. Now Zeller in the corner. Back up top, the long pass to Montgomery. Sir Peek, baseline drive. Montgomery in the lane. Floater, good. Soft touch from Devin Montgomery. He's got 14 to lead all scores. 32-15, largest lead for Jackson Heights at 17. Here's Thatcher Struby. Now Chartier going to work to the rack, tried to flip one up, a lot of contact. Zeller might have got a little piece of it, and Montgomery up the floor quickly. Gets it back from Peek. Splitting two defenders in the lane. Bounce pass to Doyle, spins it up and in. Jace Doyle. And a timeout for the Chargers. What a play by Devin Montgomery. Beautiful feed, Doyle for two. Chargers call a 30. We'll keep it right here. 4:57 to go in this third, and the largest lead continuing to blow up for Jackson Heights. Playing, they're up 19 now, 34-15. Kind of that dangerous zone here for Horton. Again, their offense just really nowhere to be found tonight. I think you can credit Jackson Heights with what they're doing defensively, but out of this timeout, this next 3 or 4 minute stretch is really going to determine if Horton has a shot to win this game.
I mean, yeah, I mean, all the Chargers really have to do is calm down, because if you see from the second quarter, I mean, it's definitely possible for the Chargers to keep up with these Cobras, if not even take the lead. But the first quarter in here, a little bit here in this beginning of this third quarter, the Cobras have just really pounced, I guess you could say. They've really striked at the heels of the Charger. And
well, you talked about Devin Montgomery and his passion for the game and, you know, all the work he puts in, you know, outside of just the standard practices. And it's showing up here tonight with 14 points to lead all scores. And now Horton right out of the timeout with a turnover all the way to the rack. Too easy. In transition, it's Sir Peek, his first points tonight. And it's a 21-point Jackson Heights lead at 36-15. Trace Doyle hounding. Kabia on the right wing. Now Chartier dumps it down, fading away. Jambold couldn't get it to go. Fits into the hands of Montgomery. And it's all Jackson Heights trying to extend on their 3-touchdown lead. Montgomery got all the way to the rack, and it's not set a bounce by Jambold. And Jackson Heights will keep. We'll see Ian Allen back into the game for the Cobras. And Jay Stoyle, some good minutes. He'll get a breather. So you got Mellies, you got Montgomery, you got Allen, you got Peak. And on the floor right now for Jackson Heights, alongside Eli Kirk. 2-3 zone defense still being applied by Horton. 36-15 Cobras, and Mellies trying to add. He can't knock down a three, and a rebound by Wyatt Chartier. Chartier up the floor, near sideline himself. Thought about going all the way. Good pass, top of the key. Kabina couldn't knock down a three. Jambold trying to save it underneath. Can't do so, and it's back to Jackson Heights. 4 minutes in, 4 minutes to go. Third quarter, 36-15 Cobras by 21. And a quick sub in before that entry pass. We'll see Colby Bauhey, the 6-foot sophomore, back in, taking the spot of the junior in Sir Peak. Still one of the best names in the state, Sir Peak. You know what I mean? Tonight he's got 2 points. Getting a breather here, but Jackson Heights in control, leading by 21 with the ball. Now leaves a long pass to Colby Bauhey with the ball fake. Montgomery, quick pass. Oh, beautiful feed. Mellies missing the shot inside was Kirk. Boy, he had a great look. And finally, Kabia able to clear it away for Horton. And Kabia lost it left wing. Still has it. Gets it to Jambold, who fires along two. That one is off the left rim. No good. And a rebound for Colby Bauhey. 3:25 to go, third quarter. 36-15 our score. Now a trap at midcourt. And I think Coach Plattner got a timeout there. And Jackson Heights will get that timeout to avoid a turnover. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 3:21 to go, third period. Cobras 36, Chargers 15. We're back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? What a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Time out here on KMZA, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It's time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Alongside Blaine and Grant with the Cobra Channel, Megan, our studio producer on KMZA, Brandon Tedman with you. Girls game, it was all Horton. Right now, the boys game, it's all Jackson Heights. 3:21 to go in the third. They lead the Chargers 36-15. Out of the timeout, Jackson Heights quickly into the front court. Here's Allen, touch pass to Kirk. Little fadeaway on the right block. Couldn't get it to go, but a long rebound pulled in by Colby Bauhey. So a second chance op here for Jackson Heights. Eli Kirk again. Dumps it back to Mellies in the corner. Spins baseline. Gets underneath. Had it knocked away and a steal. Turnover Jackson Heights, picked off by Gaskell. First turnover for the Cobras here in the second half. Under 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. 36-15, Jackson Heights. Here's Javon Kabia for the Chargers. He's got 5 points tonight. Finds Thatcher Strube, a little ball fake, little fadeaway Jay, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound Colby Bauhey. Here's Mellies. Stopping on a dime in the front court, right side on the wing, gets it right back there. Off the pass by Colby Bauhey. Bauhey gets it back, looks left, and goes back right. Here's Kirk at the elbow. One dribble in, pull up is good with the right hand. Eli Kirk, his second bucket, he's got 4, and the lead up to 23 at 38-15 at 2:14 to go in the third. It was 14-8 at the end of one, 24-13 at the half. As coming down and hitting the right corner three, that's Wyatt Chartier. Just a second triple tonight for Horton at 38-18. Here's Kirk in the lane, a lot of contact, might have been partially blocked. And Mellies with the hustle play, he saves it and throws it off the right way to Jambold. And that is hustle and muscle to earn that possession back for Jackson Heights. We got Tegan Bauhey, Sir Peak, Austin Zeller checking in. Montgomery, Mellies, coming out. Also Kirk as well, so a little bit lengthier of a lineup here for Jackson Heights on the floor. Under 2 minutes to go. Here's Zeller up top in the lane. Dumping it back down into Zeller, trying to pull it away from Hooper. I think they're going to call a tie-up here. And that'll get the possession back to Horton. So a turnover forced. Good job by Talon Hooper there. Minute 47 to go in the third. It's 38-18. Jackson Heights by 20. And the girls' final was Horton 67-33. They earned themselves a running clock with about 4 minutes left. And now this ball on the floor at midcourt, and it's going to be an over and back call. Turnover on the Chargers. And sportsmanship there by Zeller, helping up Cooper Struby off the deck. Five turnovers in the third quarter for Horton and 16 in the game. The Jackson Heights with Colby Valhey into the front court. Allen a touch pass to Zeller on the wing. Right back to Allen. He'll fire a three, not there. And Talon Hooper the rebound. He'll clear it away for Horton. Minute 25 to go in the third. It's a 20-point Jackson Heights lead. Here's Cooper Struby, a lot of contact. He'll draw the contact, or the blocking foul, I should say. He'll shoot two. I think it's going to be on Colby Valhey. It is. That'll be his second in team foul. Just number one here in the quarter. Not a lot of fouls have been called in the boys' game tonight. No team in foul trouble. Cooper Struby at the line to shoot a pair. And his first is good. Spins it in there. Now 2 for 3 at the line. Has 6 points. Down to a minute 19 to go in the quarter. It's a 38-19 lead for Jackson Heights. They have led it wire to wire. Struby's next. That one short. Rebound Austin Zeller. Up the floor quickly. Sir Peek has it on the right wing. He'll cross over. Baseline on the right block. Missed a tough shot. Zeller got the offensive rebound. And then a foul is called against the Chargers on the floor after Zeller pulled in that. Missed by Sir Peek. They get Talon Hooper with his second foul. Team foul number 2. Sub into the game. Austin Gaskell replacing Cooper Struby. Down to 68 seconds to go in the third quarter. Zeller gets it right in underneath, and he's blocked inside by Chartier, but they get the body and the foul. Zeller to the line to shoot a pair. Chartier will pick up his third, and team foul number 3 in the third. Quality night for Austin Zeller. 8 points, 4 rebounds. He's perfect at the line, and he stays perfect. Now 5 for 5. He's got 9. 39-19, Jackson Heights by a clean 20. Zeller coming in, just 41% at the line, and announcer James, he goes 1 for 2, missing the second. And we got a minute to go here in the third. It's a 20-point Jackson Heights lead. Here's Capilla in the lane, back up top to Hooper. Thought about a three, turns it down, now dribbles left, gets it to Chartier on the wing. He'll work it back top of the key, chest pass Capilla on the right side of the floor. Wants to go to work. Gets in the lane. Picks up the dribble. Fades away. Shot blocked by Colby Valhey, and he grabs the rebound. And that pass by Valhey out of bounds, and it'll stay with Jackson Heights with 39 seconds to go in the quarter. That was a great individual play defensively by the sophomore, Colby Valhey. Gets a block and a rebound. Here's Zeller at the elbow, bouncing it inside. Shot is up. That's Keegan Valhey. Can't get it to go, and Hooper another rebound. 39-19, Jackson Heights, final 22 seconds of the third quarter. See if the Chargers can get a bucket here. Here's Thatcher Struby dribbling into the corner, hands it off to Chartier there. It's down to 13. Chartier head down all the way to the rack. He'll lay it in. Chartier with 7. 8 seconds to go here. 39-21, Cobra. Here's Zeller at the free throw line. 3 seconds. He'll dive, spins it up, can't get it to go. Hooper the rebound, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. So Jackson Heights, 8 minutes away from win number 5 on the year and win number 1 in league play. We go to the fourth quarter. Cobras 39, Chargers 21. Fourth quarter action coming your way next after a 60-second timeout here on KMZA.
During this holiday season, we at Foster Ford would like to give thanks to all of our customers. We take pride in serving you day-to-day from oil changes to front-end alignments and new and pre-owned sales to rental cars. Come see our friendly staff and let us help you out. You can check out all of our inventory online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Again, from all of us at Foster Ford and Holton, we would like to wish you a happy holiday season.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Going to the fourth quarter here on KNZA, Jackson Heights scored the first 9 points of tonight's contest. They have led it wire to wire, and they lead it 39-21 here at Horton. As we start the fourth quarter, Melly's misfiring on a left corner three. Rebound for Talon Hooper, who's got double-digit rebounds tonight for the Chargers. Capilla, quick trigger, swishing a three from the left wing. Second triple tonight, 8 points for Javon Cabilla off the bench. And we get a whistle and a foul. Jackson Heights working into the front court. They get Cabilla there with his first and team foul number one. Well, it's down to 15. 7.5 minutes to go. 39-24 Jackson Heights. The Cobras in scoring the first 9 points. They've led it from the jump. They get a soft touch inside. Zeller off the miss. Another offensive rebound. And Doyle will try a three and a long rebound off the front rim to Devin Montgomery. So now three opportunities here on this possession for Jackson Heights. Montgomery diving in from straight away. Left his feet. Put up a wild shot. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Jackson Heights. 7:08 to go in the game. 39-24 Cobras. Again, this is a possession with a couple of offensive rebounds as Melly's right into Zeller, missing the shot. He'll draw the foul. We've seen that play a couple of times tonight. And the foul will be on Gutierrez, who's back into the game. So Zeller, he is 5 of 6 at the line tonight, 9 points and 5 rebounds, and that is an air ball. Well, as soon as I said he was perfect at the line, at the time he was 5 for 5, he has missed now back-to-back free throw attempts. So you can blame the announcer Jinx if you would like on that one. Here's Aiden Jambold back into the game for the Chargers. And Zeller at the line. And he knocks down the second. So 10 points for Austin Zeller, and the lead at 16. 40-24 Cobras, a minute into the fourth quarter. Boy, there's a lot of contact there, and it's going to be an offensive foul against Horton. I think Drake Mellies took the charge. And they get, or Jace Doyle actually in there to take the charge. And it's Wyatt Chartier who picks up his fourth. And make that 17 turnovers in the game by Horton. Jackson Heights will get the ball back, leading it 40-24. And this Horton offense came into tonight averaging just 43 points per game, but right now just sitting on 24 in the fourth quarter. Here's Kirk. Montgomery straight away, missed a three. Zeller the rebound, missed it. And Hooper clears it away off the Zeller miss. Zeller's had multiple offensive rebounds. Couldn't get that put back to go. So Horton gets it back. 6:40 to go in the game. And a foul's going to be called. Jackson Heights was ramping it up defensively in the full court with Montgomery and Mellies. And they do get Mellies with his third. And team foul number one against the Cobras here in the final 8 minutes. Colby Bauhey is in. Zeller is out. You got Kirk, you got Montgomery, you got Doyle and Mellies on the floor for Jackson Heights. You got Chartier, Jambold, Cabilla, Hooper, and Thatcher Struby, the five on the floor for the Chargers. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Chargers down 16 with the ball. Here's Jambold pulling up from 15, right side of the floor, a little bit strong, tipped into the backcourt, and a rebound for Javon Cabilla. But then he turns it over, taken away by Colby Bauhey. Here's Drake Mellies into the front court. Gets by a defender. Montgomery, he'll try. Missing a three, just short on the left wing. Boy, Talon Hooper's racking up the rebounds here tonight for the Chargers. One of the only few positives here for the Chargers tonight. They're down 16 with 6 minutes to go. Hooper for three, and he got it. The first three, or field goal, I should say, tonight for Talon Hooper. He's got four, and it's a 13-point game with 5:45 to go. The Chargers are not out of this one yet. Here's a shot inside, fading away. Kirk couldn't get it to go, and a rebound for Jambold. Chargers down 13. They've been down by as many as 21 tonight, and they still got 5.5 minutes to go here. Here's Chartier. Now Hooper diving in straight away. Picks it up in the lane. Kicks it back left wing to Kabia. Thought about a three instead. Back between the rings out high with Chartier. Now Kabia again left wing. 5:15 and counting in the fourth quarter. 13-point Cobras lead. Kabia a deep one. Couldn't get it to go. And a rebound off the miss by Jace Doyle. So the Cobras get it back. 3 minutes in. 5 to go here in the final 8 minutes. Setting up and a three on the way. Balhae couldn't get it to go. Long rebound for Horton and Thatcher Struby. So both teams misfiring three. Chartier steps into one. Can't get that one to go. Melly's a rebound for Jackson Height. 4:45. Melly's all the way. Spins it up and in there. That was nicely done by Drake Melly. He's got nine. 42-27. Kabia right back up the floor and through contact. He lays it in. Kabia with 10 and a timeout for Horton. 4:32 to go in the game. It's 42-29 Cobras. Let's see if it's a 30 or a full. It's a full timeout, so we'll follow suit. 4:32 to go in the game. Cobras 42, Chargers 29. Back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game tonight, Jackson Heights looking for the league split. Cobras here at Horton on the road, 42-29. They lead it by 13. Coming out of this timeout, Blaine and Grant with the Cobra Channel. Megan, our studio producer. Brandon Tadman with you on KNZA. Don't forget Jake and Bob. Those two jabronis back at it for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Following all the action here tonight. Again, we had about 10 or 11 games on the schedule. Good chunk of teams still on the holiday break, and we'll get back to it, that full slate next Tuesday night. Here's Melly's out of the timeout, dribbles in the lane. Now curling is Balhae, lost it underneath, fighting for the ball, and it's picked up by the Chargers. Turnover by Jackson Heights, quickly up the floor. Gaskell handing it back to Chartier. A lot of traffic. He'll draw the foul, shoot two on the way. Three green jerseys in the vicinity underneath. And they get Devin Montgomery with his third. And Wyatt Chartier is going to shoot two. 7 points tonight for the 6'1 junior. A couple of rebounds. He's 0 for 2 at the line tonight. And he knocks that one down. 42-30. Balhae is out. And Ian Allen has checked in for Jackson Heights. This is the closest the Chargers have been since the first half. And the second free throw is no good. And Melly's the rebound for Jackson Heights, his fifth board. Now Melly's far sideline was working it into the front court. And he's bumped and fouled by Wyatt Chartier. And that is five. He is fouled out of the game. That's unfortunate for Wyatt Chartier. Aiden Jambold's going to check in for him. So Chartier fouls out with 8 points. And a couple of rebounds with 4:07 to go. Cobras with the ball leading by 12. That was the last foul to give for Horton. Next foul is going to put Jackson Heights at the line. No shot clock here at the home of the Chargers. Here's Sir Peek. Jump pass from the left elbow to the right wing. Nelly in the lane. Get past to Peek. Stepping back, but that's going to be a travel. Turnover Jackson Heights. Just their fourth turnover of the second half. Give them 12 in the game. Chargers down 12. There's still time. 3:50. Cobras ramping it up here. The pressure in the full court. Now Jambold in the lane. Lost it. And a steal for Jackson Heights. Picked up by Ian Allen. up the floor. Montgomery leaving the feet, banking it in from the left block. 16 for Devin Montgomery. That leads all scorers. Horton quickly back up the floor. Missing a layup is Cooper Strube, but the foul called should be on Drake Mellies here, which will be his fourth. And team foul number three, Austin Zeller, set to check back in here for Jackson Heights as Cooper Strube is at the line to shoot a pair. He's got 6 points tonight. He is 2 for 4 at the line. His team is down 14 with 3:28 to go, and he's a little strong, no go on the first free throw attempt. Austin Gaskell checking in. You mentioned Austin Zeller as well. Zeller taking the spot of Eli Kirk, who's played some good minutes tonight. So Cooper Strube, his second free throw attempt on the way, and he got the kind shooter's touch. So he goes 1 for 2. He has 7 tonight, and it's 44-31. Jackson Heights at 3:24 and counting, fourth quarter. Mellies, right-hander in the lane. A little teardrop. Drake Mellies, finesse finish. He's got 11. Right on his season average. 46-31, Cobras by 15. Final 3:10. Cobras trying to put this game away. Hooper using some strength. Got to the basket. Got his own rebound off the miss. And then a foul on the floor. It'll be the fourth team foul against Jackson Heights. So both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. And that is Drake Mellies, and he is fouled out of the game. So Mellies will finish tonight with 11 points and 5 rebounds. And he'll foul out with 3:03 to go. But his team does lead 46-31. And Hooper's at the line to shoot two. They said it was on the shot. And Hooper's first free throw is no good. He left it short. Again, after tonight, both teams back to it next Tuesday. Jackson Heights will be on the road at Troy. Horton will be at home against Riverside. Thatcher Strube back into the game for the Chargers, taking the spot of Austin Gaskell. As Hooper has one more free throw, he's got 4 points and a lot of rebounds. We'll get that total in the postgame show, but he misses the second free throw. He goes 0 for 2 in the rebound for Sir Peak. 46-31, Jackson Heights, as we are under 3 minutes to go in this game. Cobra boys trying to win their third consecutive game to the rack. Devin Montgomery might have put the exclamation point on this one with an and-one opportunity. He's got 18. And they get the Charger foul on Thatcher Strube. That is his third in team foul number 5. What a night for the sophomore, Devin Montgomery. 18 points. And make it 19. He's now 3 for 3 at the line. 5 rebounds as well, and the lead quickly back to 18 at 49-31. 2:40 to go. Could be a quick 3 on target, but strong. Aiden Jamble, the offensive rebound. His turnaround J is no good and saved underneath by Sir Peak. And the Cobras with 2.5 minutes to go. Up 18 with the ball. Colby Bauhey, a free throw line jumper. Missed everything but backboard. It was pulled in by Strube. His long pass up the floor is taken away and a turnover. A steal for Jackson Heights. Spinning one up. No good. A blocking foul. Boy, acrobatic to the rim was Ian Allen, and he's going to shoot two. And Cooper Strube will pick up the foul. We're at 2:15 to go in the game. Cobra's trying to add to an 18-point lead. Led by as many as 21 in the third quarter. Chargers cut it to 13 early on in this final period, but Jackson Heights creeping away with it. And that first free throw is up and good to make it 50-31. First point tonight for Ian Allen. And his second, that one no good. Austin Zeller, the offensive rebound. He'll kick it back up top and then throw it away. Turnover Jackson Heights. So a 19-point Cobras lead, barring one of the more incredible comebacks we would ever see. Appears to be a split on tap tonight here in Horton. It was all Chargers in the girls' game. It's essentially been all Cobras in the boys' game. There's a steal at midcourt. Devin Montgomery, little stop and pop. Count it, and one. 21 for Devin Montgomery and a chance for one more. He's got 7 here in the fourth quarter. It's 52-31. And the foul is going to be called upon. Thatcher Strube, that's number 4. Eli Kirk back into the game. Also, Sir Peek. Colby Valhey, Austin Zeller getting breathers. Well, could be maybe the final subs, we'll see, but Cobras coach Brett Plattner got to be pleased with how his team has played out of the break. Especially Devin Montgomery, who's got a 22-piece here tonight. He's 4-for-4 at the line, and that is the lead at 22 with under 2 minutes to go. Hooper fires a contested three from the left wing. Montgomery fighting for the rebound, and that should be a tie-up. No, they're going to get Jackson Heights a timeout, I believe. Great hustle by Devin Montgomery. Brett Plattner quickly to his feet to call a 30, so we'll keep it right here. We're down to 1:47 to go. Although right now the officials are huddled up. Right now the call is a Jackson Heights timeout. They might say Montgomery may not have had possession there. So it appears the timeout will not be credited to Jackson Heights. And they will give the possession to Horton. So the Chargers will have the ball. With a minute 47 to go, down 53-31 here to Jackson Heights. So again, the Cobra boys about to win their third consecutive game. And their fourth win in the last five. So Horton's got to throw it in underneath. Again, we're at 1:47 to go. Chargers had a fighting chance here early on in the fourth quarter. The Cobras have extended it out to what is now their largest lead of the game at 22. Here's Thatcher Struby. Good man-to-man defense here by Ian Allen. He got past Allen to the rack and a foul called. And free throws coming for the freshman, Thatcher Struby. Appears to be Jace Doyle with the foul call. It will be his third and team foul number 5. 5'7 freshman Thatcher Struby. 2 points and 4 rebounds tonight. This is his first trip to the free throw line. And the first one is pure, nothing but net. Austin Gaskell going to check back in here for Horton, taking the spot of Thatcher's older brother, Cooper. 53-32 Cobras. Minute 37 to go in the game. Struby's next one, high off the heel, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Peek tried to save it, and he does so. Sir Peek, heck of an effort. Get it back to Devin Montgomery, who lost it at the free throw line, taken away by Kavia, and then a foul against Jackson Heights. Chargers going to walk the other way to shoot free throws. And they get Devin Montgomery with his fourth foul. Again, he's been the story tonight with 22 points and 6 rebounds. Now I think a timeout's going to be called here by Jackson Heights before the Chargers shoot this free throw. The 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Again, stick around for the post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. We'll have our player of the game brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. We'll close it out, get it off to Jake and Bond here in just a little bit for the first 2026 edition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Again, it was all Horton in the girls' game, 67-33. They got a running clock in the fourth quarter. They outscored the Lady Cobras 38-15 in the second half, including 16-4 in the fourth quarter. Horton girls were led by Kansas Keough, who was our player of the game. She had 26-4 threes. Horton girls hit 10 threes as a team in that game. Out of the timeout, it's Javon Kavia at the line for the Chargers. His first free throw is no good, a little bit too strong. Got 10 points tonight off the bench. He ripped 6 threes and had 20 points in their 5-point loss before the break at Donovan West. Came off the bench in this one tonight. His second, no good as well. He goes 0-for-2 and a rebound for Sir Peek. Final 80 seconds in this one. It's going to be a Northeast Kansas League split tonight. With the Horton girls winning game one comfortably. And Jackson Heights fairly comfortably as well as they lead at 53-32. As they're trying to work out the possession here, Horton nearly got a steal at midcourt, but it's in the hands of Devin Montgomery. Standing there holding at the left hip as we're officially under the minute mark to go. Montgomery had a steam to the rack. He'll draw the foul. He'll shoot two. Trying to add to what's been a great night for the sophomore guard. Stops clock, 55 seconds. They got the foul on Gaskell, his second. Boy, what a night for Devin Montgomery. His first free throw here is pure. He's 5 for 5 at the line tonight, and that's 23. He's also got 6 rebounds. Keegan Bauhey is going to check in here for Jackson Heights. A couple more subs here with 55 seconds to go. We're going to see Michael Robertson into the game as well for Jackson Heights. Oh, nope, Sawyer shoot. Beg your pardon. Thank you, Blaine. That second free throw was no good there by Montgomery. And Jackson Heights quickly comes away with a turnover and a steal. So 44 seconds to go, 55-32. It is all Jackson Heights is. They have the ability to run this thing out. No shot clock here at Horton. Sir Peak holding, now dribbling near midcourt, working left around Hooper. Dribbles to the left wing, keeping that dribble alive. Now back up top to Montgomery. 23 seconds to go. Impressive tonight for the Cobra boys. Oh, what a pass. Easy finish. Keegan Bauhey, another dandy of an assist by Devin Montgomery. 57-32, down to 12 seconds. Hooper with it. Back up top, Kabia. Let's see if Horton takes a shot. They will. It's a long three by Hooper. He turns away. The rebound by Montgomery. Give him 7 on the night. And that will wrap this one up. 2 impressive wins. And in the boys' tilt, it's all Jackson Heights. 57-32 is the final score. Cobras have now won 3 consecutive games and 4 of their last 5 going back to mid-December. Post-game show coming your way next. Brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll get you the stats and close things out when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At B Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. B Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Postgame show here on KMZA and the Cobra Channel. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. So Horton hosting Jackson Heights tonight. It turns out to be a split as Northeast Kansas League play is officially underway. And it was all Horton in the girls game, 67-33, but Lane, let's get a quick thought from you, brother, covering this Jackson Heights boys team. Make it 3 consecutive wins now for the Cobras. They are now 5-2 on the year. What a night for Devin Montgomery really kind of a career night for him with 23 points and 7 rebounds. He had some flashy assists, a couple of steals, 5 of 6 at the line. He was really the difference maker, helping Jackson Heights to that third straight win.
Well, talking about the team here first, I mean, it's great to see this team actually come out after this long winter break. I mean, you had at least a week, two and a half weeks off almost, just doing nothing majority of this time. Thanksgiving hits, I mean, Christmas hits you. You got New Year's Eve where you stay up late. I mean, it hits you. And so definitely coming out here and playing the way they did definitely shows that they weren't slacking on this little break that they have. And now going to Devin, like I said earlier about him practicing a lot, I mean, it's that the scores are just basically pay off. I mean, show how much he really does work it out.
Yeah, missed 6 games last year with a concussion, averaged just 3 points per game. He came into tonight averaging 9.5 points per game his sophomore season with almost 3 rebounds a game. But again, he blows up tonight for 23 points and 7 rebounds to lead Jackson Heights. Again, he was 5 of 6 at the line, just impressive for the sophomore guard in Devin Montgomery. Two others in double figures for Jackson Heights tonight. Drake Mellies, despite fouling out about midway through that fourth quarter, he had 11 points and 5 rebounds. Near double-double for Austin Zeller. He had 10 points and 7 rebounds. And then outside of that, 4 points from Eli Kirk. You had 3 from Jay Stoyle. 2 points apiece as well from Sir Peak and Tegan Bauhey. For the game statistically, Jackson Heights, 14 turnovers. They were 13 of 18 at the line and had 36 rebounds. On the losing side for Horton, they're now 0-7 on the year. Just trying to find something positive as we get going in 2026. They got Javon Kabia leading the way for them. He had 10 points and a couple of rebounds. Wyatt Chartier chipped in with 8. Cooper Strube had 7. Talon Hooper, how about this? Talon Hooper had just 4 points, but he also had 14 rebounds. He had 14 of the Horton 30 rebounds tonight. As again, Jackson Heights plus 6 in the rebound margin of 4 points and 14 rebounds for Talon Hooper. Also 3 points on the night for the freshman in Thatcher Strube. Again, Horton did not help themselves in a multitude of ways. They had 22 turnovers, and they were just 6 of 20 at the line tonight. A lot of missed opportunities there, no doubt about it, for the Chargers. Still looking for that first win. Again, Jackson Heights, they built a lead as high as 21 early in the third quarter. They got it to as high as 23 late in the game, but Horton at one point, about 2 minutes into the fourth quarter, had it down to 13, and that was as close they would get the rest of the way as Jackson Heights again wins it tonight in the boys' tilt, 57-32. All right, let's get to our player of the game, much like the girls' contest with the discussions that we have had. I think most listeners can kind of guess where our player of the game nod is going tonight. Brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. No doubt about it, the 5'9 sophomore guard, Devin Montgomery, 23 points to lead all scorers. He had multiple assists, couple of steals, 7 rebounds as well. And he was 5 of 6 at the line. Just impressive stuff tonight for the sophomore leading Jackson Heights with 23 points and a 57-32 victory against the Horton Chargers. Get our player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. We are moments away from shipping you off to Jake and Boz, those two guys leading the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. If Jake wants to pop on, if he wants to talk for a couple minutes with me, we certainly can. He's all excited back in the studio, but nonetheless, as Northeast Kansas League play gets going officially tonight, it's a split here in Horton. Again, the girls' final, 67-33. Kansas Keough led the Chargers with 26 points. And in the nightcap boys' game, it was all Jackson Heights, 57-32. Player of the game was Devin Montgomery with 23 points and 7 rebounds. Up next, as both teams are now back off and running, both on the Tuesday-Friday grind next week for Horton, back at home Tuesday night hosting Riverside in league play. A week from tonight, next Friday, another league tilt will be on the road at Oskaloosa. Jackson Heights will go to Troy on Tuesday night in league play, and then on the road again next Friday. Tough week for them. They will be at Riverside. All right, that's going to do it for us. Stick around. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show straight ahead. Girls final, it was Horton, 67-33. Boys final in the nightcap, Jackson Heights the winner, 57-32. So again, thanks to everyone, Blaine and Grant for the Cobra Channel, Megan, our studio producer, Jake and Boz on deck. Brandon Tabman signing off. Thanks for listening to High School Hoops here on KNZA.
This has been High School Basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.